In today's episode, we're doing a deep dive into all things IHG. So you may know IHG hotels as Holiday Inn or Kimpton. Those are some of the more popular brands. But we are doing a deep dive into the entire rewards program, including how to earn points and some awesome places you can stay. Hi, I'm Rhea.
And I'm Dwayne.
And we are your hosts of the Travel Party of Five podcast, where we share how we travel as a family of five around the world.
We will also share how we use points and miles to travel as affordably as possible, and sometimes even completely free.
So if you're wanting to travel more with your family, but you're not sure how, we'd love for you to listen in.
So welcome to our podcast, where we hope you learn a thing or two to get you closer to your next trip.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Welcome back. We appreciate you tuning in.
So before we jump into our main topic today, which is going to be all about the IHG rewards program, I thought we could first give an update on where we are at with our globalist status quest. So earlier in the year, we shared that we kind of made the off-the-cuff decision to try for globalist this year with Hyatt. And so now that we're a quarter of the way through the year, essentially.
We have 9 nights under our belt.
Yeah. So we're definitely not a quarter of the way there because globalist status is 60 nights, 60 yeah. qualifying nights. Yeah. And so.
Which is quite a bit.
A quarter of that would be 15. And yep, we're not there. However, we have earned 5 qualifying nights through our Hyatt business card. You get 5 nights for every $10,000 in spend, but we are almost to a second 5, which would put us at 14, which is almost a quarter of the way.
And you only have the Hyatt business card, correct?
Yes, just me. Yes, because I'm the globalist status is going to be under my name. Yep. So all of the hotel stays are in my name. And part of that is because, well, there's a bunch of reasons, but the main reason is that I have a bunch of travel coming up where you will not be there.
Yep.
And we're staying at Hyatt's. So by the end of May, we should have like over 20 nights, which will be great.
Yep.
So anyways, that's where we're at with that. Just wanted to give a quick update. And so let's jump into our main topic, which is going to be all about IHG. And I know that we talk a lot about Hyatt's on this podcast, and there's a lot of reasons for that. And they're good reasons. But we actually have a couple of stays coming up at other hotel brands. And so I thought over the next few weeks, we could spend each episode doing a deep dive into what I think of are the 4 major hotel brands and their different rewards programs, because as much as Hyatt works for us, I know that it doesn't work for some people. And so, yeah, we're starting with IHG. So we'll talk about how to earn the points, where you can use the points, and maybe give some examples of places that look amazing.
So let's backtrack. What are those 4?
Oh, brands? So in my mind, they are Hyatt, IHG.
Which stands for?
Marriott and Hilton. So those are the 4 in my mind. So IHG stands for Intercontinental Hotel Group. And NerdWallet actually ranked IHG as their 2nd ranked hotel awards program. Hyatt was first, which is not a surprise to me, but IHG came in 2nd. Do you want to share a little bit about like the different brands they have and like how many there are and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, there are 19 brands under the IHG umbrella, some of which include Holiday Inn, Holiday Inn Express, Candlewood Suites, Staybridge Suites. We recently stopped into a Crowne Plaza, found out that was an IHG. But their nicer brands are like the Indigo and Kimpton brands, which are pretty fancy. And those are, or the Kimpton is what we're going to stay out here in a month or so.
Yes.
Pretty excited about that.
Yeah. So overall, IHG has, I think it's like 6,000 open hotels in more than 100 countries. And there are like 1,800 more set to open over the next 5 years. So they have a pretty big footprint. I would say that's bigger than the Hyatt footprint. And yes, we're staying at a Kimpton later this summer. And this will actually be our first points stay at an IHG hotel. This will be a kids' free trip. I am expecting full luxury. and we're really excited. We just have to cross our fingers that there are no hurricanes that week because we are going in hurricane season.
The very beginning of hurricane season.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's talk about the different IHG status levels, and then we can talk about how you can earn points and what cards to open.
So there are five different statuses that you can earn. First being club. And what, you just sign up and you're automatically...
Yeah, that's just like, it's like Marriott Bonvoy. You just literally sign up for a free account and you're the club. So why don't you list out like the five in a row and then we can like...
Okay.
Yeah. So these are in order, starting lowest.
So starting with club, then it's the silver elite, the gold elite, the platinum elite, and then the diamond elite.
And basically those statuses are earned by qualifying nights. So if you have 10 qualifying nights, you get silver. If you have 20, you get gold. If you have 40, you get platinum. And 70 qualifying nights is diamond. Now, you can also earn some of these statuses just by opening up different credit cards. So, you know, certain cards will come with automatic silver status or gold status. I don't think we'll go super deep into the statuses beyond that, but I think if you're interested, there's a lot of articles online about that. Let's talk about the like how you earn points and what statuses can then be associated with that, because here's the thing, status is really good if you want upgrades. Like that's really the main point. And if you're not traveling a ton, then the status doesn't make a huge difference, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So currently, there are three IHG credit cards that are currently available for new signups. There's also a couple others that are older that you could probably product change one of these cards we're about to talk about next into, but they're not available for like new signups, so we're not going to talk about them today. But the three that you can currently sign up for today are the IHG Traveler card, the IHG Premier card, and the IHG Premier Business card. So the first two are personal cards and the third one is a business, which as a reminder, the business card will not count against your 524 status with Chase, and the other two will. So the Traveler card has a $0 annual fee. The current sign-up bonus is, I believe, 80,000 points after you spend $2,000 within the first 3 months. And with this card on reward stays, you get a free night when you redeem points for any stay of four or more nights. And that benefit is going to be the same for all of the cards we're going to talk about. So basically what that means is if you book four nights in a row on points at an IHG property, you're only going to pay for three, but that benefit is only available to you if you have this card or one of the cards we're going to talk about. So that's a good benefit.
Yeah, not bad.
Especially for a $0 annual fee. I think the sign-up bonus is just not that great, but you're also not spending a ton of money. So, I mean, 80,000 points at IHG could, I mean, it would get you one night at the Kimpton Seafire or like a couple, two to three at like a Holiday Inn, depending on location and time. You also get automatic silver status with this card. And remember, silver is their second lowest. Because they go club, then silver, then gold, then platinum, then elite.
Then diamond elite.
Oh, sorry. Diamond elite. Yes. So I guess like the traveler card is probably not the card I would start with. But if you just needed extra points, like that's a good, easy way to get 80,000 points. I think that the IHG Premier card is the way to go. This is the card that I have, and this is the sign up bonus that got us the stay at the Kimpton Seafire. And I'm going to talk more about the details of that at the end of this. But this one does have a $99 annual fee, and the current sign up bonus is 140,000 points after you spend $3,000 in the first 3 months, but they sometimes do elevated offers on this. And so when I signed up, it was 165,000 points for $3,000 in spend. And so if this card is on your radar, I would wait for an elevated offer, especially because this is a personal card and it will count towards your 524 status. You get the same free, like fourth night free, basically, when you use points. You also get a statement credit of up to $100 every 4 years. That can be used for global entry or TSA pre-check. You just pay for that service on this card, and then they automatically give you a statement credit. But again, it's one time every 4 years. And then you also get an anniversary night certificate on your card anniversary every year. That's good for a night at any eligible IHG property, and it's worth up to 40,000 points. But you can top it off. Like if you want to stay at a place that's maybe 60,000 points, you can top it off with 20,000 extra points and stay there for that. So, I mean, that anniversary night certificate alone is worth the $99 annual fee, in my opinion, as long as you're using it.
Oh, for sure.
And then you also get platinum elite status by having this card. And that is the second highest status level. And so that's the level where you can start to kind of expect upgrades. And so I have now had this card for 1 year, and I just got this month in April, the free anniversary night. And generally cards that have an annual fee, I would close after the first year, as long as, you know, if I'm not getting benefit from them. But this is a card that I'm going to keep, and I'm going to keep it, I don't know, for at least the next year, and just evaluate if it makes sense going forward. But because we have that platinum elite status, I am expecting an upgrade at the Kimpton Seafire. I don't know if we'll get it. We will report back, but yeah, pretty excited about that. The other thing that's important to know about IHG is that the points typically expire after 12 months unless you have gold status or higher. So this card would keep your points from expiring, whereas the traveler card would not, because that only gets you silver status. Yeah.
Do higher points expire?
They do not expire, to my knowledge. Nope. Okay, so there's one card left, which is the IHG Premier Business. You want to talk about that one?
Yeah, sure. This card comes with a $99 annual fee. Sign-up bonus is 140 bonus points after spending 4,000 in the first 3 months. But as of now, there's a limited time offer of 35,000 points, so making that 175,000 bonus points. But you would have to spend 7,000 in the first 6 months of opening this account, which is doable for a family of five, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So basically, the 4,000 in 3 months gets you 140, and then another 3,000 gets you another 35. So, yeah.
Again, this comes with the anniversary, the free night on your anniversary of opening up the card. Also, an additional free night if you spend more than $60,000 on purchases in a calendar year, which is...
Well, keep in mind, this is a business card. So, I mean, for some businesses, yeah, that's totally doable. Yeah. But again, it really only makes sense if you're like striving for the IHG status and you like that's your primary hotel that you want to stay in. So...
Yeah. And with this card, you get $100 statement credit and 10,000 bonus points when you spend at least $20,000 in a calendar year. You also get the $100 credit every 4 years towards global entry, TSA pre-check, and you get the fourth night free on point stays.
Yep. So I know that was maybe a little bit of a snooze, but hopefully that was a quick rundown on the three cards that you can get to earn these IHG points. Beyond those three cards, you can also transfer your Chase Ultimate Rewards points to IHG. So again, those would be points that you would earn from opening up like the Chase Sapphire cards or any of the Chase Inc. business cards. I would not recommend that because you can get a lot more bang for your buck saving those Chase points for Hyatt or certain airlines. But I guess if you were in a pinch and maybe you just needed like 1,000 points, I guess you could do that. I mean, they're your points. You can do what you want. But personally, that's not something I would ever do. Yeah. So here's what it does make sense to do as far as IHG points, because this is one scenario, let's say, where buying points actually might make sense. Okay, so normally I would never advise buying points because it generally just is a waste of money. But IHG often has sales where you can basically buy double the points, basically like a 2-for-1. So here's an example where this makes sense that I found yesterday. So the IHG Kimpton Seafire costs $1,139 for one night or 70,000 points for the same room, same night. So you can either pay the $1,100 and whatever in cash, or you can buy 70,000 points for $560 on their website currently. So in that case, buying the points gets you the room essentially for half price. And, you know, if your choices were between paying cash or buying the points, it obviously makes more sense to buy the points. The other option is if you just need a few points to like top off your stay. So this is actually what we did to book the Kimpton Seafire. So I think I had 185,000 points, I think, total from I had my sign up bonus. Plus you obviously earn points on the spend that you put on the card. And the total stay amount was 210,000 points. So I needed to buy 25,000 points in order to pay for the stay. And at the time it was like buy one, get 0.8 of a point for free. So basically if you buy 100 points, you're going to get 180. And so I did that. And I think at the time it was $160. So I paid $160 for 25,000 points. And then that enabled us to book the hotel stay for basically free. So, excuse me. So here's where I think IHG has leverage over Hyatt is it's much more accessible for larger families. I also think if you have plans to visit some of the national parks, especially in the US, then IHG points are a really great way that you can stay with your family near national parks for almost free. They actually have an entire landing page on their website dedicated to all the locations that they have near national parks. And it's a lot. I can put a link to that in the show notes. The IHG card or the national parks is actually why I opened the IHG card to begin with, was we wanted to go to Yellowstone in the summer. It's been 2 years now. It hasn't happened yet. It just keeps getting pushed out for, you know, in favor of other trips. But that's originally why I opened the card. And so if national parks are on your radar, 100%, this is the card to go there with. Because Hyatts don't, there isn't always a Hyatt near a national park. So, okay, what else?
IHG also seems to be a fairly pet-friendly brand, and in fact, Kimpton specifically allows pets for no additional fee, which most hotels charge you a fee.
A nightly fee, yeah.
Yes, and most hotels don't allow you to leave the pets alone in the hotel room. Kimpton also has a secret password that changes periodically. And if you say it when you check in, you get a treat or some extra snacks or something like that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So we're going to have to figure out what the secret password is before we go. And
hopefully it's like a margarita this time or something.
Maybe. I don't know. The other thing that I think is really important to know is that a lot of these hotels, the IHG hotels, are still going to charge you a resort fee. So this is something that's really different from Hyatt, and probably why Hyatt is ranked number one, especially for award travel, is when you stay at a Hyatt on points, you pay $0. You do not pay a resort fee. You do not pay anything like that. That is not the case for IHG. So you should expect to spend whatever their resort fee is out of pocket per night. So when we go to the Kimpton, it's $80 a night. So we're going to stay for four nights. So that's $320 that we will pay, plus the $160 that we've already paid for to buy the, you know, the extra points. So what's that? $480. And so basically we're going to pay $480 cash for a stay that costs like $5,000. And I feel great about that. So I just want to give a heads up, though, that it is not going to be completely free and that you will pay a resort fee if there is one. So I just don't want anyone to be surprised at checkout. Okay, let's get into the fun part, because there's a few aspirational stays at different properties within IHG that we would love to visit. So do you want to talk about the Kimpton Seafire, since that's where we're going?
Well, to be honest, I don't know much. I just know about what's on the website. Again, it's Kimpton Seafire in the Grand Cayman Islands. It looks incredible. Looks very family friendly.
Yes, from my understanding, is it's super family friendly. However, it is far for us because we live on the West Coast, and so getting us plus all of our kids there just feels stressful to me, especially because the Southwest flights are, like, you can't book direct from Southwest to the Grand Caymans. I had to book four separate flights, and we actually have an overnight stay in Orlando on the way there. But here's the thing I was going to say that's important about families is when I was searching, the Kimpton Seafire has rooms that sleep five or six, but I couldn't seem to book any of those on points. So four was the maximum for point stays. And I couldn't find any data points about, can you add a fifth person and maybe is there an extra charge? But they do have rooms that sleep five or six. So probably what I would do is I would try to book a room for four on points and maybe email the hotel and ask them if you can add a fifth person. I would do it via email. That way, if they say yes, you have it in writing when you arrive. That's probably the route that I would go. Yeah.
Another Kimpton we've been looking at is in Honduras. It's the Kimpton Roatán. Definitely high on our list. I mean, it looks incredible again, you know, by the website. There's also been a lot of good reviews of this place. Some
recently, because it's very new. Like, it just opened this year, I think.
Yeah, some people are saying it's their favorite spot.
Yeah.
Favorite place to go.
Well, and what's funny is we just discovered this hotel in the last few weeks, and also in the last few weeks, we met someone at a birthday party who was telling Dwayne that Honduras is really beautiful. And so it's so funny because Honduras, I'll tell you,
was never on our list.
It was not on our radar. So, but it's in Central America. It's not far from Costa Rica. The tricky thing, I think, is you cannot drink the water in Honduras like you can in Costa Rica, which would make me hesitant to bring our kids. Not because, just because they're little.
You just don't want to deal with them being sick.
Well, and they're little, and I just feel like they would easily forget that they cannot brush their teeth with the tap water, that kind of thing. Like, if, you know, our youngest is four, so if she were a little bit older, then I would feel a little bit more comfortable about it, probably. Another one, and this is probably, this is a departure from the two tropical destinations, but there is a Kimpton, it's called the Kimpton Armory Hotel in Bozeman, Montana, and it just looks stunning. I'm not even going to do it justice, but I think if you go to the website and Google it, It looks so beautiful, and what a fun place for kids. So much open space, the mountains. I mean, it looks gorgeous. Yep. And then the last one, it was actually a Kimpton. I don't know how to say this. How would you say that? Malai? In Bangkok, that also looked really beautiful. As you can tell, we've stuck with Kimptons for the aspirational hotels, primarily because we are very much people who believe the room does matter when you go on vacation. And so we like to stay in places that feel luxurious, because traveling with kids is not always fun, but having a really nice, luxurious hotel to stay in makes it better, in my opinion. So,
yeah, I can agree.
We will do a full episode on the Kimpton Seafire when we return, but that is not for a couple of months. So until then, I hope this was helpful. In the show notes, I will put a link to the credit cards that we mentioned, including the one that we have. And if you have any questions or you have a favorite IHG hotel, find us on Instagram at Travel Party 5. Thanks so much. We'll catch you on the next one.
Appreciate it.